Hey everyone, I know this is Livy's favorite intro. Welcome back to episode 10. This is our final episode of season one. It's been so much fun just getting to record and share all of our memories and moments and advice and everything with you guys. So yeah, this is just going to kind of be a recap episode of our favorite moments from the first season and just kind of some fun questions so you guys can get to know more about us before we get into season two. Yeah, Libby, you want to add kind of what it's going to look like this episode?
Yeah, honestly, we just wanted to end the season with some fun and just recap everything that we went through, some of our favorite topics, and then, just kind of leave it off for questions with what you guys want to see next season, what we kind of picture for next season. All that type of thing. So let's start off with Tori. What was your favorite part of season one and what was your favorite topic to talk about?
Oh my gosh, she's like so excited.
Yeah.
The enthusiasm is contagious. I think my favorite episode to record was kind of the Get to Know Us episode. Just because it was so fun just to kind of reminisce on our childhood and, you know, everything our families and support systems and friends have kind of done for us and just the highs and lows of life. And, you know, now that we're 23 years old, like, it's just like, it's fun because when you look back, you're like, how was that like 8 years ago? Like, that feels totally insane. Getting able to recap a lot of that was really fun. And then I also really enjoyed like the leadership and confidence conversations because I think those are two really important characteristics and qualities that you can learn and build upon as you kind of grow into your adult self and get into kind of the workforce and just like in your interpersonal relationships as well. Like, you know, whether that you have little siblings or little cousins or just people who look up to you, like how you can be a leader not only in like your work, but also in your community and in your families and how you can kind of lead by example. And then I think confidence is just something that so many women struggle with. So being able to kind of shed a light on that and the importance of what it takes to do the inner work to actually have real confidence, which we talked about a lot. And so if you guys haven't seen the confidence episode, definitely give it a listen because we talk a little bit about kind of faking it. Sometimes, yeah, you're just not having a good day, so you kind of got to fake it. But we talk a lot about building skills on real confidence and what that means to actually gain those abilities. So I would say those are definitely my top three moments, but I know you only asked for one. But I enjoyed so much just like getting to like have conversations with you and you'd say something that kind of sparked something in me that I was like, oh, we should talk about this or, oh, this is like an additional. And yeah, just being able to grow the podcast is really exciting.
You're such an overachiever. I asked for one, you give me 100.
Yeah, I just put in the work, you know?
Yeah. No, you always have. That's great. Thank you for that insight.
Yeah, no problem. I think you should kind of explore what your favorite memories of season one were.
Yeah, I mean, I think ours align a little bit. Like some of my favorite parts were all throughout all the episodes when we talked about like memories or things from college or high school that was really fun. So like you said, just looking back in time and just like laughing about those things, but realizing how long ago that was is definitely scary. But I really like talking about like the body image conversation. It's like something that it's hard to talk about. And like, I didn't necessarily enjoy like talking about it, but I enjoyed the feeling of after and just like the feeling of knowing that that conversation helped myself. And I hope that it helped others. But yeah, I just think overall, like talking about it just is already like breaking down the stigma for me.
Yeah, no, for sure. I think too, a big part was being able to share the negative parts and kind of the hard parts that we both have gone through. Like I know mom said to me, like listening to some of that, like made me sad as a mom. And I'm like, I understand that, but it's so important for us to share that like everything isn't always sunshine and rainbows. And I think some people who have podcast platforms or like leadership, like they seem like they have it all together and like that's their persona and they like to put that up. And that's fine. That's kind of their image. But I think we've always wanted to be authentic and real and talk about like we have struggled with this and it's not perfect and we're growing every day and each day. So I feel like it's been fun to share how we have had negative sides of our careers and college sports and you know, being recently retired athletes. So I think we lost Libby here.
Okay. Sorry, my Wi-Fi went out. Thank God for hotspots because I'm on that now. But yeah, no, I think that's a really important topic. Just like throughout all of our episodes is like, I think it's so easy to always talk about like the positives and like, you know, when we were talking about injury, like going back, like, oh, your comeback story and all that. And it's like, yes, that's amazing. And it's so fun, but it's like, it's important to like show people that it's not all like amazing.
Yeah. Especially when we look at social media as a highlight reel. Like, if you look at my Instagram, you'd think I'd have, like, the most amazing 4 years. And I did, in a sense. But then you look at, like, go back to, like, some weeks. Like, they were some hard weeks to get through. And just, like, you know, uncontrollably crying and breakdowns and feeling, like, just horrible about myself and this and that. And it's like, though, you're going to have those weeks of every year where you just don't feel like yourself and you don't feel motivated. So I have enjoyed highlighting on that part of life and not just showing everybody the highlight reel of what kind of social media has showed us.
Definitely. Yeah. I think it's just important. We did talk a lot about like media, and I think that's important too, because it's like, it's very, very easy to just like go down that path and just compare yourself to others. And I think we talked a lot about that, but it's easier said than done. So I think that's also something like we wanted to reiterate going into the last episode is like, you know, the whole like believe in yourself and stuff. Like it sounds corny and it's yeah, but it's like a lot of it is just like steps that you can take by like not comparing yourself on social media. Stop following people that make you feel like crap. Stop whatever. Like those are things that you can control doing. So I think just doing those, controlling those, and then like all the other stuff that's like really hard to do will just fall into an easier place because you're already putting yourself in a place for success, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, for sure. Random question to get some insight. Where has been your favorite place that you've traveled to in your life?
Oh, definitely Maui. Maui, Hawaii was like the best place in the world. I loved it so much. I loved everything about it. The vibe, the weather, the beach, the road to Hana. Like, ugh. Food. It's not overrated, people. Like, it was the best time ever, the best place ever. But I traveled to a lot of places that I love, but I would say, like, something about it there was just, ugh, I can't wait to go back. What about you?
I would say, yeah, Maui as well. And also because I always tell people, like, it was never on my bucket list to go to Hawaii because I'm like, why when, like, I'm on the East Coast, like, we live in New York or, you know, on the East Coast still. And, like, the Dominican Republic is, like, a 3-hour flight. You get all inclusive, pay, like, one price, and you get everything included. Beautiful weather, beaches. So I'm like, why would I pay to go somewhere that's not all inclusive? Take a, whatever it is, 8-hour, 9-hour flight. And have to like pay for everything. But now that I've been, it's on my bucket list, like on the top, and which is crazy because like it wasn't even on mine and now it is. And I think too, like it has such an adventurous side of the island too, with like hiking and biking and snorkeling. And I'm like kind of an adrenaline junkie, so I love kind of doing more of like that stuff. And then I would say, if like another place that, you know, is different than Maui, that I would say is Florence, Italy, that I went to. And just, again, it's just a vibe you get. Like, it was just, like, just had so much fun. We just walked around the city. They have, like, these little, like, things, like, just literally on buildings on the street that you knock in. You get a glass of wine just in the street. And, like, we just drank, walked around the city, explored, shopped at. And then we went to a wine tour to Tuscany, which is, like, 45 minutes outside. And I'm a huge wine enthusiast, so I loved going to the wine tour in Tuscany. That was so fun. So those would definitely be top two.
Yeah, I just like, I love so many places that I went. But what I'm trying to like focus on now is like kind of really hard to travel and expensive and blah blah blah. But when I do, like, I want to travel for like events. if that makes sense. Like, I don't know. Like, I would love to go to like experience like the Lunar New Year in China, like, or like the Day of the Dead in a Spanish-speaking country, like something like that. I feel like would be so cool, where it's like you're actually going to experience like their culture more than just like sightsee.
Yeah.
Obviously, like I haven't thought about how I would do that or when, but I don't know. I just think like sometimes when we're looking at travel, like we're just like, oh, let's go here when everyone's free or during the summer or whatever. But it's like sometimes I'm like, maybe we should look at like the events that are going on in their culture and actually like experience that instead of just like doing the very touristy American things. But
Yeah. I also feel like that's just tricky because it's like if you're not a part of the culture, it's like I feel like why am I here?
yeah, it would be
Because
nice
it's
if like you
like
knew someone there or like you did some more
exactly,
research
yeah.
and like went with a group or something. But yeah, it would have to be like thought out. You can't just pull up and have no idea what you're doing. Like that'd
But
be
yeah,
so
imagine
messed up.
like St. Paddy's Day in Dublin would be absolutely
Yeah,
wild.
exactly. Like that type of stuff, exactly.
Like Oktoberfest in Germany. And stuff like that would just be so cool. But it's just like, I think too, just regarding traveling, like I just want to travel and just continue traveling. I never wanted to stop at any point in my life. I feel like as you get older, it's just like you stop traveling as much. You stop, like, you're tired, you this, you that. Like, that's just something I never want to do because I just love it so much.
Yeah, gotta keep that rolling. Another question, if because I got this recently and I didn't know what to
Can you
say.
talk louder?
Yeah, I said, here's another question, like, because I got this recently and I didn't know what to say. If someone from out of town was driving through Binghamton and they needed to stop for lunch, where would you recommend that they go?
I would recommend they go to the Lost Dog Cafe in downtown Binghamton because you get to kind of drive through downtown a little bit and they just have such a great menu for whatever it is you're feeling and everything they have there is good. I would obviously recommend like they get
Need
maybe
to
like
write
Henny's
that.
vodka with the spinach artichoke dip. Those are like my favorite go-tos, but also like their salads and stuff are just really amazing and it's such a cool vibe too.
That was literally me texting you.
I know. And I don't know why it's like my computer's on do not disturb.
I just sent you Lost Dog, so I remember, because someone asked me that recently. But yeah, that's actually really good. I like forget about the downtown restaurants. I think more of like Alexander's, just like if I'm thinking more lunch. Like I guess not like location, but like dinner. I always think more for Lost Dog, but they do have like a really good lunch menu too.
Yeah, no, they definitely do. Because I went there like for lunch once when you guys were at a wine tour with Cookie and Jewel and Mom. When I was on crutches for my PRP injections, and it was like we sat outside. It was beautiful and sunny, and we got like just like I can't even remember exactly what we got. But I just remember it like tasted so fresh
Yeah, definitely.
and like healthy, and like they just had a lot of good
Yeah, mom got a
ingredients.
poke bowl once and it was really good.
Yeah.
Fresh.
Yeah, so that would definitely be my recommendation.
And what's the one across from Bing that you said you were just at by yourself?
Oh, I really enjoy Cafe Del Corso.
Yeah.
It's like a new place right across from like campus, main campus. But it's a little bit expensive for sure, but it is really good. But I would recommend Lost Dog over that for sure.
Gotcha.
But their food is amazing. It really is. But it's like, I feel like if I'm driving through and stopping, like, I don't know if I want to like spend a ton of money on food. And it's also like not a sit down restaurant. Like, they don't, like, you have to go up and order and then sit and they bring it to you. So it's more of like a laid back, which also could be helpful for
Yeah,
driving through,
just
but
kind of like what you're into type thing.
yeah, exactly.
All right, if you could go see one person in concert right now, who would you go see? Alive or dead?
Oh my God, that's so tough. Oh, that's really tough.
Let's
Yeah,
go.
Taylor
Rapid
Swift.
fire. First one that comes to
Probably
mind.
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you?
I would probably say Rihanna.
She was my second or
Like
third.
I was thinking about the Super Bowl halftime and I'm just like, jaw was on the floor.
No, I know.
Speechless, like,
in my mind.
If she were to do a tour, I would literally sell my body for that. No, I'm just joking. Don't listen to that, listeners. But, like, my arm, yeah. Take it.
Like, I'd do it. Like, what do I need my left arm for?
I don't.
Like, no, for sure. I'm, like, she was definitely up there. Because, like, also, like, I love a good old concert I can, like, get down to. Like, I could dance the whole time. But, like, I feel like with Taylor Swift, like, I've never seen her live. And I just love all of her songs. Well, most of them. But, like, I guess if it was the Eras tour, I would. But if it was just, like, Tortured Poets, I'd probably say, like, Rihanna, too.
Yeah. Such a shame we couldn't go to the Eras tour.
I know. Heartbreaking.
But maybe she'll come and perform with Kendrick Lamar at singing Bad Blood and then announce Reputation.
I love how delusional Swifties are because mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm waiting for it tonight.
No, because I'm literally think she's literally going to come out of her little booth and be like, because now we got Bad Blood. And then Kendrick's going to sing his part and then she's going to be like, Reputation, Taylor's version coming out tonight at midnight.
It's happening.
Yeah. I was telling Jebs this last night, and he was like, it's not happening. And I'm like, I guess we'll see. Let me live in my little DeLulu bubble. Yeah. I will live in that bubble, and I will be happy.
No, that's a good question, though. I feel like if you could have, like, one dream job that wasn't, like, a professional athlete, but, like, you kind of get, like, to control it, like, just like a dream job, what would it be?
I feel like I have two. One would be like a travel journalist. So like you go to like these resorts and then you like do your own like ratings and reviews and stuff like that. That would be cool. And then the other one would be like an actress.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, I don't know, it's the DeLulu talking, but I feel like I could like kill it and I'd be really good. But I also heard someone say, oh, it's in the Guardians of the Galaxy Christmas special where he was like, you know, you get to live all these different lives and be to all these different people. Like, that'd just be so fun. You kind of get to immerse yourself in all those different worlds. Or, like, a professional reader. Like, someone who reads and then...
I don't think that's a job.
No, it is. I've seen it online.
I think they're DeLulu, too.
Well... If they're not, sign me up. What about you?
I thought author might be one of yours.
Yeah, no, it definitely is, but it's more practical, so.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
I would say singer, for sure. Like, when I think, like, Daisy Jones and the Six, it's like, I want to be Daisy. Without the drug use.
Are you sure?
But, like, I just feel like it's so fun. They're just so carefree, like, on tour buses and then arenas and, like, everybody just, like... I just think, like, how cool would it be to, like, affect that many people with your songs? But
yeah, that'd be really cool.
I would say another one would be, like... I was thinking, like, FBI agent. Where it's, like...
You have to have muscles for that.
Yeah, I'm jacked.
Can you speak up?
Yeah, I'm speaking up right now.
I can't hear you.
Yes, you can. Why are you lying? Like, I don't know, though. I also think it would be cool to, like, own a bar on, like, the Nashville Strip and just, like, have that as your life.
I'm sorry, like an alcoholic?
No, just like to be on the strip of Broadway all the time.
Like just going and bar hopping. Like you have to have a job.
I would be a bar owner. So I would own one of the bars. So I would like kind of run it, whatever, but just get to like live there and just like have fun and dance and listen to country music every day.
Okay, great. If you could have an exotic pet, what would it be? Like, it has to be, like, exotic. You can't say, like, a golden doodle.
Just turn from recapping our season and talking about stuff we talked about to just asking the randomest questions I've ever
heard. We wanted it to be fun. Pet? We wanted it to be fun.
Yeah, no, it is fun.
Maybe, have you ever heard of that word?
I literally bring fun
F-U-N.
everywhere I go.
Fun.
You probably haven't had fun since the last time you've been with me. Let's be real.
Oh, yeah, you're so right. Answer the question.
An exotic pet.
Like, it's supposed to be like rapid fire. Like, stop thinking so deep.
Your attitude slash energy is outrageous right now.
Speak up.
Exotic pet, I would probably say a pig.
A pig?
Yes.
Why?
Okay, so it goes from rapid fire to I'm
I don't
taking you
even.
along to now you're
I don't
asking
know
why
if
I'm
I
taking
would consider that exotic. A lot of people have pet pigs and they're on farms.
But I'm saying like a house pig.
Okay. I just don't think that's under. Like, falls under exotic, but sure.
All right, then it would be a lion. What about
So it
you?
would eat you.
No, it was
Yeah,
terrified of
definitely a
that.
tiger. Have you seen baby tigers on Twitter? They are the
I'm sure if
cutest
I
things I've
Googled
ever
a baby
seen.
tiger, I could see it.
I was asking like one of my students what they were doing this weekend, and like, oh, do you watch TV or shows? Like, actually, I just watch animals fighting on YouTube. What?
The YouTube kids are wild. Like,
Yeah,
what do
the
you mean
YouTube
you
kids
just watch
is.
video YouTube videos all day?
Yep. Oh, they're out there and they're thriving.
Oh yeah. I mean, I've been on like a YouTube doom scroll before, but like that's very rare. Like maybe like 10
No,
times
that
in my
like
life.
people just like don't even watch any movies or shows. That's all they watch is YouTube.
Yeah. What's wrong with you people?
Like, slay.
Like they are out here living their best lives, just doom
Yeah.
scrolling YouTube.
If you could reread one book that you've already read for the first time without knowing what happened, what would it be?
First thing that comes to mind, because I'm not thinking, The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo.
Nice.
Yours?
Well, right now it would be the trilogy that I'm reading, Fourth Wing, Iron Flame, and Onyx Storms. But, like, I just want to
Okay.
reread it already and not know it. What?
Okay.
What'd you say? I can't, like, if you have something to say, say it.
No, I don't.
Okay.
If you could only celebrate one holiday for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Christmas. Duh. What about you?
Same.
If you could only eat at one restaurant for the rest of your life, what would it
Chipotle.
I would probably have to second that, yeah.
God, we are twins. If you could only go to one like beach that you've been to before in your life, like you could never go to another beach, which one?
Probably the one in Maui where we went cliff jumping.
I feel like that's hard to get to. Like, if you could only go to that one.
Facts. But once I get my private
Fort
jet,
Lauderdale?
it'll be easy.
I was gonna say Fort Lauderdale.
That was really nice. Honestly,
No, Fort Litterdale.
I've really never been to like a beach I didn't like, so.
Yeah.
If you could have a lake house or a beach house, what would you choose?
Lake house.
Really?
Yeah. Can you tilt your camera down? I can't even like see you.
Sorry.
And like stop moving your mic every 4 seconds.
I feel like you're whispering.
I feel like hopefully Christian is getting a good laugh out of our arguments. Did you see his comment on our Instagram?
No, I didn't.
Because I have to respond. If you guys are getting a response from me on Instagram, it's from me, Tori, because Libby doesn't do anything other than hop on and hop off of these calls.
I have been reading and I'm addicted to my books. So
So if you guys are just,
once I
if you guys are
finish,
gonna send money to support, send it directly to my Venmo.
Are we dropping merch after season one?
I think it's time.
I think it's time as well.
It's time. Slay Mariah.
Slay Mariah. What is your favorite Harry Potter movie out of the eight?
Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban.
Five.
What's yours?
Probably Deathly Hallows Part 2. Or... What?
What's your favorite Marvel movie?
Probably Endgame.
God, you're like every other person.
What about you?
In Endgame.
Okay, sorry. They're the best for a reason. Like, they are just so good.
You're saying, like, Snoozeville.
I'm not like you, who's like, I'm just like a chill girl who, like, tries to go outside of the box.
That's definitely not me, but okay.
Such a chill girl. What's your favorite Marvel movie?
I would say Doctor Strange.
Who's your favorite Marvel character?
Yelena. White Widow. My car is named after her, if you guys were wondering.
Yes. Amazing.
And I just watched We Live in Time with Florence Pugh.
Oh, was that with Andrew Garfield?
Yeah.
Yeah, my roommate just said I should watch that. She said she saw it in theaters.
Yeah, I heard it was really good in theaters. Mom didn't like it. Because it was sad, but I enjoyed it a lot. That was a really good movie.
I bet Grandma would like it. She always says she likes the dark, twisted, sad things. I'm like,
she would definitely like it.
Maybe see someone.
What about your favorite Marvel character?
Probably Groot.
Yeah, Groot's the goat.
He's just a whole vibe. Baby Groot is everything. Yeah. Favorite Harry Potter character?
Ooh.
Hurry, let's go. Three, two, one.
Harry.
Oh, who's the basic one now?
Nobody picks Harry, but Harry is underrated the goat.
No, I'm seconding that wholeheartedly.
Like, he's just the best ever. But I would say, like, if I could do, like, side character, it would probably be Sirius Black.
Yeah, like, I love Dobby, I love Hermione, I love all these people. But, like, Harry's the goat, period. End of discussion.
End of discussion.
Like, whenever anyone's like, who's your favorite character? It's never Harry. Change your mind, people. Rewatch the movies and read the books, and then figure out who your favorite is, because it will be Harry. Stop looking outside to be a chill girl and just pick Harry.
Yeah.
Okay, favorite Taylor Swift album?
Oh, Folklore.
So mysterious.
I cannot win with any of these. Because if I think too hard, I might actually pick one. But the Folklore was just, like, the first time in my mind. And it is definitely one of my top favorites. But, like, Midnights is probably right there. But you don't give me a second. And then so I blurt something out. And then I get crapped on for it.
That's not crapped on. All I said was mysterious. That's, like, a compliment.
Favorite Taylor Swift album right now?
TTPD?
Oh, she's thinking...
Tortured Poets Department is so good.
That is
true. I don't know.
What's your favorite song on TTPD?
Probably The Prophecy.
You and basic B.
And then the TikTok edits to Harry Potter and The Prophecy. Like,
oh.
I'm sorry. Call me basic. That's that totally is, fine.
I hope you have the best year of your life.
Mm-hmm.
I really like the Black Dog too. What's your favorite month of the year? I would say May. Coco. Stop. It's not funny at Well, she's not here to laugh, so it's not funny. All my Coco lovers, I'm sorry about the Coco shade. Just know that I stand with you and I stand strong. Then stop making fun of him. Miguel the goat. Don't get it twisted. Okay, what's your stealth? Ooh. I'm gonna be honest, I would say get out of my office. Like, that's not something to joke about. That has to be one of the funniest movies ever made. Besides Paul. He'll be back. He'll be back. Probably cliff jumping or mountain biking. Well, you've answered two for everything. I say 1-4. What's your favorite month? December or May? I said 1 month. Okay, what's yours? Wait, have I told that story on here yet? She's hold on. She's trying to cut me off because she had a panic attack before we went scuba diving, and the instructor had to calm her down. Meanwhile, I'm drowning by waves because I'm in the water waiting for her, and they're on the other side of the boat. He's trying to get her to calm down. I was on the verge of drowning. Anyways, she had to hold our instructor's hand. The whole time. We were down there. We were going through like a boat crash, so it was like we had to go all around the boat and we got to see a lot of cool stuff. Me and Parker behind just staring at you and the guy holding hands. He wants to go. If you ever go to Punta Cana, I hope you get the scuba diver instructor because he was the best, but I just will never ever forget that. And Parker and the other guy we were with, like, already went down. So he like let them go down to the bottom, and you have like pulled the rope as you go down. And I'm on top waiting because Olivia is over there. And so him and this guy just met, just sitting on the bottom of the ocean floor, staring at each other. It was so funny, Parker. I'm like literally getting destroyed by waves, worried about Libby, thinking, yeah, what is Parker doing on the bottom of the ocean with this guy right now? Like, I'm like, you guys, what is going on? They're like, no. I love that. Yeah, because we've talked so much about it, and we've definitely are probably over prepared, I would say, for what he's going to bring. Yeah, no, for sure. No, I think we might be introducing some guests, so may or may not be on the lookout for that. But I think we're gonna have season two just be a little more fun and kind of like more conversations like this, and then we're gonna reach out to some of our avid listeners and see what they're looking to get out of season two. And I guess the potential start date is probably in a few weeks, Livy, I would say. I'm gonna do some just social media outreach and posts and see what people are looking for. But I would say you're gonna get kind of the same, idea of lessons and conversations about topics that are important to us and we think are in turn important to you guys. But just hopefully add a little more like fun and like more conversational like this. I'm so beyond open to constructive feedback and criticism, and I take it in and channel it, and then in turn, am better off for it. So, yeah, I think it would be fun to end, Livy, of like your favorite memory or one of your favorite memories of like growing up or playing soccer or anything like that. And then I'll end with mine and then we'll wrap up for today. Rockwall. Yeah, the obstacle courses were so they were so fun because like it always just gave us something to look forward to and do. So if you guys have like little siblings or cousins, just make them an obstacle course and they're going to be content racing that for the next 2 hours, I feel like. Yeah. I would say I really enjoyed being able to travel through club soccer. So when we got to go to Vegas and Florida, and we were just like teenage girls in like high school, and we just had so much fun playing card games, you know, playing like tag around the hotel. Just had so much fun, like making up dances. And I just think it was such a fun time having your best friends around you and being able to travel to all these cool parts around the United States. And then in turn, getting to play soccer, which was our favorite thing to do. And we got to see family too that came to Florida. And I would say just being able to just have fun at those soccer tournaments, and there was like no drama. You weren't old enough to like have responsibilities or anything yet, except for packing your cleats and shin guards and jerseys. So I would say that was definitely such a fun memory to look back on. Oh my gosh, yeah. The best. Yeah, stay tuned for season 2's drop. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you in season 2.